Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods.
Grrr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof.
Grrr.
And it's a very good evening to you all. You are in The Woods. It's a Thursday night. I am Matty Bear and joined by... I don't think you're curious anymore, Dean.
I'm still curious, man.
We need a new name for you.
No, I'm forever curious.
Just Dean.
No, it's just James.
Just James.
But Bear Curious Dean.
And of course, James is with us tonight.
I am indeed. Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Woofer.
Now, James is behind the desk tonight.
Woohoo.
His bear paws are...
Could be fun.
Pressing all the buttons.
Eyes down, looking for a rough time.
So tonight, lads, we are talking about... Motown. Well, just one of the myriad of topics, but Vic Bears, which is Melbourne's local bear club, do have an up-and-coming event around Motown and Movember.
Movember and Motown.
Yeah, so last week we did dive a lot deeper into what Movember was all about.
We dove into the prostate.
Yes.
we had a little fiddle with the testicle.
That was a lot of talk about bits last week from Movember. Bear bits.
So tonight we are looking at the more flamboyant side of things.
The lighter side of the bear community.
Bears loving to sing.
And dance.
And dance and just generally be merry.
Dancing in the street.
Which we did have with Martha Reeves to start off tonight.
I know, wasn't that great?
Do you have a favourite Motown song?
Look, I don't think you can go past a bit of Diana Ross, the Queen.
Some of that coming up.
Oh, good. Stay tuned for that one. But you can't go past Diana.
I figured
Lady
as much.
Diana, yeah.
And what about you, James?
Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, you name it. Yeah, I'm a Motown era boy.
I like them all. I just actually recently downloaded a Jackson 5 compilation, but it wasn't even a recent one. It was on iTunes, but it was released in like 1995. Uh-huh. So it had a 1990...
Were you even born then?
Yes. 85, thank you. It had a 1995 remix of I Think I Want You Back, which was very odd for a 1995 remix.
Yeah, it's a good track, though. It's we've got that coming up as well.
Now, does any of you know the history of Motown?
Oh, it's like a quiz.
It is like a quiz.
Buzzing with the correct answer. Motown. I'm reading from my notes because I prepared earlier. Motown is an American record company. I know that much.
Yep.
And it was founded by Berry Gordy Jr. Now, is Berry Gordy the father of that guy who did the X Factor? Foo something or other?
Foo Gordy?
Sexy, know it.
Foo, yeah. I know who you're talking about,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's...
Is he?
Yeah.
There you go. I didn't know
that. There's a bit of news.
That wasn't in our research.
It wasn't even in your information pack.
That's right. But apparently it was founded back in 1959. So before all of us were born, I suspect.
Shush. Where do you think the word Motown comes from?
I do know this.
Is it because of the moustaches they all had?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Oh, no, not about the moustaches.
It was because it was set in Detroit. Which is obviously a motor...
Motortown.
Yes. Yep. So it's just a combination of those two words.
Yep.
But Motortown and music.
Motown.
Well, you know, the 50s cars were just, you know, becoming the...
Norm.
Then the choice of transport. And, of course, what did you do in your car? You sat in there and listened to the wireless. And I guess that's how Detroit Motown...
I think that's a stab in the dark, but it's a good one.
It's a good one.
We'll allow that.
When you watch movies that are based in that time period, like Dreamgirls, who's supposedly meant to be the story of Diana Ross and the Supremes and how they got started.
Indeed.
You know, there's the Cadillac song and... Very, very nice. So what else have we got coming up tonight?
In terms of music or in terms of stuff to talk about?
And stuff to talk about.
Stuff to talk about. Well, we thought, well, given that Motown, and as we've saying, Motown is actually the den night that's coming up for Vic Bears. And that's on, when's it on? November
28th, yes.
28th, a good Saturday night out. Go to the Vic Bears for the den night. But there are some other events also. So if you're a bear and you don't want to be home alone, there's plenty to do in Movember. Get you out and about. So we're going to explore some things you can do outside of Melbourne.
So we're going to do a whip around.
A whip around, a nationwide whip around for the bears.
Nadine, also later on you're going to test how much of a bear are we.
Exactly. We're going to look at my bear curiosity and just how much have I learnt over the last 12 months on this show. How much do I really understand about being a bear? And I suspect not much.
Surely you've picked up something in your time here.
Well, I've picked up stuff. I don't know if it's,
it's going to be knowledge. It's going to be interesting how much of it can go to air, though, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see how we go. But that could be an interesting quiz for me later on, just to test my curiosity and whether I am. In fact, can I move beyond bear curious and whether I can now wear the sash and say I am a bear?
You
bear knowledgeable? Would you be bear knowledgeable?
I'm barely knowledgeable, I think.
James, you're also going to take us through all the different variations of what a bear is, as in different titles.
Yeah, we're going to have a look at what the different types of bear there are, and there are some surprises there, I have to say. And given that, you know, some of it's American, so we may laugh at some of it and we may just disqualify some of it. But there's a lot more categories and subcategories than I ever imagined, I have to be honest.
Before we do go into the list, though, what would you class yourself as?
Do you know, I had this conversation before I moved over here with someone who I should call an ex-friend, really, because he looked at me and said something about, so you hang out with the bears, but you're not really very hairy, are you? And you're not really very big, so you couldn't really be a bear, and you're too old to be a cub. And he said, you're kind of a bit fat.
Rude.
I know. And he said, so I guess you're more of a chub than a bear or a cub. And I kind of looked at him and said, you know, you're more of an ex-friend as of today.
How do you go from you're not a bear to you're a chub? It's very...
Don't know. I just, like I said, I excommunicated him as a friend right there and then.
I think you've done the right thing.
If you'd like to share with us how you know if your friends are bears or not, you could SMS us on 0427-JOY949, or why not drop us an email, onair@joy.org.au.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Dean, did you know that the five Jackson Brothers' interest in music took place in Indiana, and famously bolstered by their father, Joe Jackson? In 1964, Joe caught son Tito playing with his guitar after a string broke, and upon fixing the string, threatening punishment, Tito's father had him play and was impressed enough to get him his own guitar, and that was the birth of the Jackson Five.
There you go.
And, of course, the late Michael Jackson. It feels weird saying late Michael Jackson. It has been a few years.
It also feels a bit weird listening to stories about his dad, because wasn't his dad a bit of an oddball?
Joe Jackson.
Yes, I have heard about untoward goings on and Michael's disturbed kind of mentality.
Ooh. As was the case for, I guess, fathers in the 40s and 50s. It was always a
difficult time for them too.
But you are in the woods, and we are celebrating Motown's recording stable artist of stars.
For Movember.
Sounds like a horse, stable artist of stars. There is a big long list, of course, of Motown artists. We've got Marvin Gaye, as you mentioned earlier, The Supremes, Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Four Tops and Isley Brothers, and we'll be sampling as many as we can tonight.
A couple of them, at least.
A couple.
Because, of course, coming up for Den Night, just to go back to that, there's a karaoke. It's like karaoke. So you might hear a tune tonight that you can start practicing and do on the night.
Jackson 5, well, it's a bit higher to sing for most bears, unless you've got a higher range.
I've heard some squeaky bears at that pub. I definitely think there's a few that could reach that
a few belting higher octaves. Britney Spears.
If you're a squeaky bear, Jackson 5 might just be up your alley.
You don't have to sing Motown. You can sing Christina Aguilera, if that's your thing.
Is she Motown? No.
No, but it doesn't have to be Motown if you don't want.
Oh, that's there are rules. You mean there's no rules?
No, there's no rules.
It's a free-for-all.
It's even says
a really bunch of bears.
Right here on their poster. Sing whatever you like.
Our listeners can't read the poster. It says you can sing whatever you like.
Whatever you like. Oh, so you can belt out... actually, who would I pick you as?
Me?
Oh, come on. It's Stock Aitken and Waterman. Anybody that does Stock Aitken and Waterman, everybody knows that.
Maybe Lonnie Gordon or...
Rick Astley.
Rick Astley.
You do look like
Diana
Rick Astley.
Ross.
Do you think in a certain line?
Just get you a denim... Matching
a denim shirt,
matching denim shirt and pants.
He's got the voice of a different ethnic background. That man, though, don't you
White
reckon?
Soul.
Absolutely. He's got a wonderful voice. We get the knees when I hear it.
All right, now we know James'
TMI,
type.
TMI.
Speaking of weak at the knees, what do you call an older bear?
Granddad.
A silver daddy.
No. Well, according to the list I have in front of me, it's a polar bear.
A polar bear. Oh, I should have passed that one.
That's a bit wrong, isn't it? Polar bear's silver, isn't it? I thought the polar bears were the silver.
They're a bit older, though.
They're an older bear.
Yeah,
they're generally older when you're silver.
That's true.
The other day I met somebody and they said, what do you do? And I said, oh, look, I do a bit of a radio show on Joy 94.9. And I said, oh, that sounds interesting. What's the show about? And I said, it's about bears. And they said, oh. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. And I said, no, it's about bears, as in the bear community.
Imagine a radio show about real bears.
I know.
How often would that even one show?
Do they
one
in
show
fact
and
shit
you're
in the woods?
Exactly. Anywho, so then I had to have that awkward conversation and try to explain what a bear is and what a bear and a cub and an otter and a wolf. So
you could have done with this.
I could have done with this Absolutely. List a little bit earlier. So on the list, the polar bear, for those... who are new to the bear community, a polar bear is an older bear whose facial and body hair is predominantly or entirely white or grey.
There you go.
There are a few of those around.
Looking around the room, there's only one.
You're not a polar bear, James.
Not even close. I like the Goldilocks.
What's a Goldilocks?
I hadn't heard about the Goldilocks label.
I didn't realise there had to be a straight woman. I just thought it was any woman, really, who hung out with bears.
Well, no, because if it's not straight, if it's a lesbian that hangs out with bears, according to this list, she's an Ursula. Now, there's an interesting bit of news.
But is that,
I feel sorry for anyone called
Ursula. Is that she's a friend of the bears or whether she identifies as bear herself?
No, I don't think I identify.
Actually, no, you're right. It does say a lesbian bear. Ooh.
So many labels.
I know.
LGBTIQCDPOSH.
LGBTQI LMNOP.
And Goldilocks.
What about a teddy? What's a teddy?
Well, what is a teddy?
I thought a teddy was a piece of woman's underwear. To be honest, that's a kind
it's
of
very British,
like a camisole,
James.
Isn't
it? Yeah, like a camisole,
like a
top. But according to our list, which of course is the definitive list, a teddy is a fully hairy bear, chest, back, beard, everything. Quote everything.
See, I thought
hairy.
That was a grizzly bear.
Grizzly, a dominant bear of extreme stature in height, weight, and/or hairiness.
Okay, so there are similar
kind of boundaries. There are the blurred lines, I think.
And of course, we know muscle bears. They're the thicker, muscly types who don't really have that much hair to them. To be honest, they're just
thicker.
Yes, just thicker, and come with a bit more attitude than muscle bears.
Some do. I know some really lovely muscle bears.
Some of them
are
lovely.
Sweethearts, yeah. What about a wolf? A slimmer bear with a behavioural characteristic of sexual assertiveness or aggression.
That'd be you, Matt, surely.
No, I'm the chub category. I'm a heavy set man who might be described as overweight or obese. Lovely. I'll raise that flag. These men are also distinct subculture within the gay community and may or may not identify within the bear movement per se.
Oh,
and you do?
I have one paw in, one paw out.
You also identify as chub, so you get kind of two parades.
Yeah, and I've got my two flags.
Two flags?
And nobody's raining on either of them because you're so gorgeous. That's the bottom line,
two
really.
Two flag Matt. That's it.
I like to think of myself as a cherub.
But you're no longer a cub, though, yeah? So the cub is a younger or younger-looking version of a bear, typically, but not always.
You could get away with a cub.
I think my baby face still
You look cubby. Cub. Yeah. Oh, look at the little fat.
What about you, Dean? What are these labels fits for you? We've identified ours.
I don't know.
Are you an otter?
I'm a little slimmer, I guess, than the other some of the other chaps on the woods. So slimmer and less hairy bear, regardless of age. Well, that could be me. That could be me, I guess. I could be the token otter.
You could be a pocket bear. You're not exactly the tallest person in the world.
Oh, rude.
Daggers at dawn. You should see the faces in the studio tonight.
But what's a pocket bear? Is a pocket bear a shorter bear?
Short person.
Just a shorter bear.
I don't know that I'm that short.
What
I think I'm taller than Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is a dwarf, really.
And then, of course, we've got the little cluster of racial categories where a black bear is of African descent, a panda bear is Asian, a brown bear is Latino, and guess what? A koala bear is.
A New Zealand. No, of course,
I don't
Australian.
Think so. That would be Australian.
And a Nair bear is a heavyset man who prefers to be hairless or shaved.
Well, that's that Nair is that hair-removing stuff that they use in America, so I'm guessing this list might be a bit American.
See, this is the thing that I don't get. Obviously, being bear, hair is one of the...
defining features.
One of the defining features. So to have no hair as a, I guess, preference and still be considering yourself as a bear, I mean, I'm sure that's...
I think it's the bear community is very accepting and open and diverse. So correct. Hair or no hair, come on in.
They do say, don't they? Like, I remember when I first moved over to Melbourne that the whole bear thing was that if you think you're a bear, if you feel like you relate to the bears, you can be
you're
a bear. You can be a bear.
You'd like to feel a bear.
You're as bear as the man you feel.
Yeah, we've had a message in. Victor. Thank you, Victor. Victor has messaged in to say, James is a gorgeous chub, an absolute saint for coping with you youngsters. I think that's us two. I don't know.
Thanks for that, Victor.
A friend of yours, James?
Absolutely. Well, a good friend.
Ex-friend now?
No. Ex-friend of yours, maybe. I'm still very much in love.
Oh, very nice.
Love.
So that's the categories of bears. We've done that.
We are.
And I don't know, have you had that kind of coverage on the show before?
About what all the labels.
Different labels and things.
Sometimes we've explored that.
It comes up from time to time, doesn't it?
It is quite... I'm always fascinated by the labels that people place on themselves, either by choice or that others place on them, but not by choice. And it's just always struck me as really interesting in that I think when people associate with the gay community, when you make the decision to come out and be part of the gay community, you're sort of looking for like-minded community, so you want to be included and belong. And yet, I wonder if these labels actually help with the belonging or whether they actually do quite the opposite. What do you think? Do they serve to include us or to divide us?
I'd say include, but that's because, I myself kind of identified as a chub for the good 5 or 6 years of my gay life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of the, as I said, that's the flag that I rose for a while until I, discovered the... thrills of the bear community, I guess you could say.
The thrills.
And kind of enter that world.
I think it's a really interesting question, though, Dean, because I think my experience is that there are people who would see the bears as kind of, a little bit elite themselves, a little bit kind of... I think there's that when you're on the outside of any group of people who appear to have a common theme or a common connection, it can feel as if they're just, they're not welcoming. And I think your point that you're making about labels and how they're used, they can be fantastic. Labels can be inclusive, they can be encouraging, but they can also be exclusive, and the opposite can happen.
And like you say, with the example of the Nair bear, like a larger chap who does not have lots of body hair, if he wants to call himself a bear, good on him. You should, we should just accept that.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's interesting. Now, we had another message in. Oh, the little message wires going overboard tonight. This is from Amy. And Amy says, I like to identify as a bearette because I'm a high femme pansexual leather woman who identifies with the bear community.
Oh, there you go.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it's a bearette. There's another one.
It's great that we've got a diverse listenership as well tonight.
Yes.
That's really good.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLD, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I love that song. It's so catchy.
Yeah, it's all about sugar.
You're on the Woods on Joy 94.9, and we're doing Motown for Movember, and in preparation for the Den Night for the Vic Bears on the 28th of November.
And it's all about sugar, according to James.
Hey, I just realised that's a really special night for me. The 28th of November is my daughter's birthday.
Oh.
If she was in this country, I'd be sure she was listening, but she ain't.
Right, she can listen online.
She can, but she's 2 hours ahead, so it's like 11:30. Nah, baby. With a five-year-old or a nearly five-year-old, she's in bed.
In sleep.
No. Absolutely.
Well, she can download the podcast. So
I remind her regularly.
Download.
Then we've download had another message in. This one's from Justin. Justin from Hawthorne. Hey, Justin. Justin says, great show. He had a bit of a laugh about the different labels. And he's wondering where we got the list from. I think we...
Can I confess? It was Wiki. It was classic Wiki.
Wikipedia,
yeah. Just jumped online and put bear categories.
Bear categories?
Yeah, that's probably...
Maybe don't do that at work. Maybe not for work. Do that at home.
If we had to quiz you on the list, James, how do you think you'd fare?
I'd remember Nairbears and I'd remember Chubbs. I might remember Ursula and I might remember... What was Goldilocks?
Barrett. Colleen, Colleen is a bear. Yep.
Let's add to the list. If you'd like to add to the list with your own label, please SMS in on 0427JOY949.
When I think of Ursula, all I think of is the Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Which ironically is...
Ariel?
Ursula was
the wicked
evil witch in the Little Mermaid, and which... by chance, was fashioned on Divine, the drag queen.
Is that right?
By day was a bear, and a chub, and then by night, Divine.
You are full of facts.
And also had a horrific end, didn't she?
I don't want to think about that.
No, I don't think... I'm good with the gloomy stuff tonight. I don't know where it's coming from.
Now, happier times. So
happy thoughts.
If you are thinking that perhaps you are a bear or a bearette... and you'd like to work it out, one thing you could do if you're a bear and male identifying is you could go to the Laird. You could go to a Vic Bear's night. Or, as part of our community service this evening, we have a quiz for how do you know if you're a bear or not.
So do you want us to answer these questions, Dean?
I think it's a good idea.
If you're listening, grab a pen, grab a bit of paper, maybe just write your answers down on a bit of paper.
Is there going to be a test at the end of this?
There may well be.
We've got nothing to give away.
There's no prize. Maybe a bear hug from the guy from the woods.
A virtual bear hug.
But only the one. We don't give away to just anybody. You need to win the quiz. Okay.
I didn't prepare for this.
So that's okay. Don't panic.
You don't need to. You're a natural.
You'll know all the answers, I'm sure. So here we go. You ready? Okay, the first question. At home, how many flower arrangements do you have? Multiple choice.
You go first.
Option one is one. Option two, several, many, or they're everywhere, sweetie.
Are we talking about actual flower arrangements that I've arranged myself or purchased?
Flowers in the house, maybe.
Or actual dried arrangements?
Flower arrangement. Whatever you choose. However you see them. How many have you got? Just tell the truth.
Probably two.
That's several, thank you.
And I've got absolutely none.
I'm going to try and butcher myself up here.
Radio. And you got none. Okay.
I've got zero.
Okay. Second question for those playing at home. When going out on a date, how much time do you spend picking what you're going to wear?
Who goes on dates?
So do you spend no more than 5 minutes? Between 5 and 15 minutes? Over an hour, or I start picking the day before with many updates to the outfit as I go.
Shouldn't this question be before your growl hookup comes around?
How long do you stay on?
Do you give yourself time to get ready?
Just Bruce.
Or more importantly, how long do they stay on once he gets there? That's the issue. Why bother making a fuss about what you're going to take off and leave on the bedroom floor? Come on.
I do take about half an hour.
About half an hour, yeah. I always find if I start the day before, I change my mind. It's just not no point. Like, you know, you can change your mind,
your
change
outfit.
Your back, and change your back, and then, yeah.
Okay, so you've got to write down that answer.
I still go back to my original question. Who goes on dates?
I go on dates.
You're both.
Well, when I was dating, I went on dates.
You're both married.
Date night, I guess.
I have date night. I try at least once a week to go on date night.
As happily married, in inverted commas, men, how long do you guys take to get ready? I'm the only single one in the room.
I take about half an hour.
Half an hour?
Maybe a little bit longer. Let's move on. The third question for us to work out, how bearish are you? So how many times have you heard you're too butch to be gay, referring to yourself? Now, have you heard that all the time?
Only when I say it to myself.
Have you heard it several times? Never. Or, what does butch mean? Matt, let's start with you.
What does butch mean? Okay, so I'm not doing too well.
not doing too well on the how bear are you quiz. Okay. You meet a guy, and you like this guy, and he has no facial hair. Do you, ask him if he ever had let his beard grow, wonder what he might look like with a beard on, wonder about the size of his wiener, or ask him about hair products.
Mm. It'll be, I guess, wondering what he would look like with a beard. With a beard, I should say.
Instead of fantasizing about
it. Beard is a big tick for me, so definitely is a must.
No beard need not apply.
Correct.
Uh-huh. It's been so long since I had proper hair, I always ask about hair products. I'm reminiscing. No one's going to fess up to thinking about the wiener, because we all know what that means.
Well, that's a given. I just figured that's a given.
Yeah, these aren't really multiple choice, are they?
Yeah, bears, gays, same thing.
The gaze goes to the face, then to look down...
And then back to the eyes?
And back up again. That's the...
See, I'm a forearms man myself.
Yeah, okay, that's unusual.
The forearm action.
There we go. Okay. Question five.
You're going out on a date with a guy and you don't really know him. You suggest going to a motorcycle show, going to a movie, off to the ballet, or maybe a walk in the park.
Movie.
Ballet.
I'd probably go movie. You know what I'd go and see? I'd go and see Spectre. I'd go and see the new James Bond film. That's what I'd do.
That's my weekend plan for this weekend. Plan. Yes.
Date night?
Yeah, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
The ballet, I wouldn't go on a first date to the ballet, mainly because you don't know what they're going to be like. And if you don't like them, then you've spent $100 on a ballet ticket for nothing.
Yeah, but you know the good thing about going to the ballet?
The crutch shots?
Yeah, the men are all in tights. So if you're not looking... So if you're not looking at his... Sorry.
Where's your decorum, Jane?
Went out the window. Left it in the studio.
So that's the first five of our questions. Now, we've had another message. Look, the messages are just going off. So the message... Now, this is from... Hey, Johnny. This is from Johnny again. Johnny messaged in last week. Johnny's message... Oh, we're going back to the labels. So Johnny's asking, what about a Papa Bear? That's an older bear who's been there and done that and still loves playing with the cubs.
I guess Papa Bear's valid. Wouldn't they just be called a daddy bear? Yeah.
We miss daddy, I think. We didn't talk about the mature bear who's often looking for a cub or a younger man for a relationship.
Yeah.
But Papa Bear, daddy bear?
Papa Bear. Thanks, John. Papa's, daddy in some countries.
So it's interchangeable, you think?
Papa, can you hear me?
Well, Papa, I don't think it's Papa Smurf.
Interesting.
I'm not sure that that's going to segue anywhere good.
That's going nowhere fast.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Woof. Woof, girl. This is The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm joined this evening by Just James and Maddie Bear. And we're talking Motown for November, but we're also talking what does it mean to be a bear? And we're doing a bit of a quiz.
We're doing a quiz tonight, and I'm going to take over the questions here, Dean. Okay. I've stolen your
power.
List of questions.
It's all about the power.
So, at home, you usually eat soups, tacos, hamburgers, or a steak.
Or all of the above.
Or all of the above. That's correct answer, James. You win a point.
I don't know that I eat any of those, to be honest with you.
Tacos?
Fish tacos. Nice.
No comment.
Yeah, not very bearish. Sorry.
All right. So when you take your car in for repairs and the mechanic tells you what's wrong with it, do you A, you wouldn't take it to the mechanic, you fix it yourself, B, understand exactly what he's talking about and not along, three, you need a bit more explaining when he says what's wrong, or four, what the heck is a carburetor?
Yeah. I'm the last one. I got no idea.
I've got the technical aptitude of a dead penguin, so that means I'm the last one.
I actually grew up with a whole family of brothers who were into cars. So they had a 69 Monaro HQ. Yeah. My first car was a 69 Holden, drawing a blank, so long ago.
Big thing.
Yeah, it was white. It was it was not. It was hot.
And you tinker out of the hood. You understood how to change your oil and.
Well, I guess I listened to enough talk to understand what's what.
I have no idea.
And
at all.
My dad was what the Brits call an A-grade mechanic, which means that he could work on everything from public transport buses down to a scooter.
Or he thinks he was an A-grade mechanic.
No, he was a pretty good man.
Like, he was a tinkerer.
Whenever I had a problem, the only problem was, of course, that he lived a few hours' drive away, and if your car don't go, thanks, Dad. Can you come down? Can you come and see me for a bit?
Now, though, I just take it to the car dealership. And
just hand the keys
just
over.
Just give it a service.
and also your bank balance. They give you, you give them the right to your bank balance when you take them in.
It's a given nowadays.
Yeah.
Right, the next question, which will be our last, and the smell of a sweaty man.
Yeah.
A, turns you on. B, turns you off. C, he's a pig. Yum. Or D, he's a pig. Yuck.
I don't know.
Well, there's a difference between fresh and stale, don't you think? I mean, if it's fresh, then it's probably yum.
So then, well, I guess if it's fresh or stale, that is, if it's fresh, you're going for turns me on. If it's stale, you're probably going for he's a pig. Turns yum.
Yeah. Oh, no. No? If it's stale, ugh.
Don't the guys who are into that nasty pig stuff, don't they prefer it that way?
No, not the ones I know.
All right. Well, I've learned something tonight then.
There you go.
All right, so wrapping up our interesting bear quiz.
So should we add up our scores?
I wasn't keeping track then, but
yeah, I was just having fun. There's no way I was keeping track.
Everybody wins the prize. Everyone's a bear. We decided that everybody who is listening is a bear or a bearette. You're all part of the community.
If you want to be,
yeah, no pressure.
If you want to be James's lover, you've
get in line.
All right. So we are going to do a whip around for all the bear clubs around Australia.
Oh, goody.
We'll start at home first. So, of course, Star Wars is coming up. Vic Bears have a Star Wars Force Awakens movie night. It's your chance to be one of the first to see the much-anticipated installment of the movie franchise. That is happening Thursday, the 17th of December at the Sun Theatre. Vic Bears members are $35, non-members are $40. You can get your tickets from vicbears.org.au and you can watch and geek out with other bears around Melbourne.
Star Wars in Yarraville, the great the Sun.
I love the Sun Theatre.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's such a classic, like the Astor. I love all those old theatres.
But you got to book online. You've got to get in.
Got to get in before tickets sell out.
And of course, if we haven't said it enough, Motown Night. We've given you some song options. So Motown Night on the 28th of November at the Laird, the home of the Bears.
You don't have to sing Motown. You can sing the Spice Girls if you wanted to.
No, don't do that.
You've got to pick a song that we played tonight.
All right, that's James's instruction.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's got to be a Motown song.
All right, so moving up to Brisbane, and Brisbears have a Spartacus theme night. I'm all down for a good
bit of Spartacus.
A leather harness and leather kilt and sandals and sword play. So their theme night is...
Somewhat distracted now. He's gone all foggy eyes.
Their actual promo photo is really hot. So that's happening Saturday the 21st of November. Doors open at 9 p.m. It's at the Sportsman's Hotel. $5 for members, $10 for non-members. If you want more info, head to brisbears.org.au. And once again, that's happening Saturday 21st of November.
And of course, Brisbears recently sashed their new
sashayed away
Mr. Brisbears for 2015.
Ah, we should get them on the show.
We should, shouldn't we? Yeah, absolutely. Show ideas.
Put all your thinking cap, Dean.
That's right. We'll put a call out. We'll put a call out. So that's in Brisbears, in Bris Vegas.
Can we head over to Adelaide now?
Let's go to Adelaide.
Bear Men of Adelaide.
Uh-huh.
So their bear stock is actually coming up at the end of this month, 26th to 29th of November. And they have a lot of events happening for that. Once I find my very long list. okay, so bear stock brought to you by... the Bear Men of Adelaide, starting Thursday the 26th of November. For 4 days and nights, the Bears take over Adelaide with their art, music, cabaret, food, film, erotica, and social events. It's Australia's friendliest and most diverse bear-friendly group.
Very cultural bears there. Bit of art.
Now, this is actually happening at the end of the month, so I would really love to get someone on here as well to chat about bear stock.
I'll have to do some work on that.
And there's a short film festival, The Golden Wolfs. That sounds cool. Because, of course, now that Tropfest is in a bit of trouble, maybe if you are an aspiring filmmaker, maybe The Golden Wolfs is the competition for you.
But let's hope there's going to be a happy ending. They were talking about it might have some... There's some
24 years, 23 or 24 years.
Yeah, it's pretty shameful.
It can't go under. No. Anyway, so that's in Bear Stock. They've also got a bear lunch on the Saturday. There's Mega Bear, a dance party, and cabaret. Fantastic. Adelaide's going off.
I love a good cabaret. Give me Liza Minnelli impersonator any day.
Some bear-esque.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
Oh, clap your hands, clap your hands.
You could even sing Sia if you wanted to. You
it's are back. Motown.
It's, yeah, but you don't have to. You're back on the Woods on Joy 94.9. Thanks to everybody who messaged in tonight. We are now going to whip around to Perth, Dean, and see what's happening up over there.
We've missed the there's a Perth birthday pride parade in Perth.
It's late at night.
Last week, I know it is very late at night. Not in Perth, it's 3 hours behind. But that happened last week, so we missed that one. But the one thing to point out for the Perth Bear community is a new calendar, Bear to Bear 2016 calendar launch, which I believe features Mr. Australasia Bear 2015.
What type of photos can we expect in?
I think very, very good photos.
Very, very
good ones.
Is it a nude calendar? Because I'm all for a nude calendar.
Tastefully nude?
Tastefully nude? Like when the rugby clubs do a nude calendar?
Rugged old nude.
And a bit of distasteful nudity as well. Maybe, no. I think this is a very tastefully nude, bear-oriented.
Is it actually? I was just asking out of curiosity.
Yeah, and I think it's... I think shirts are off.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. But we'll check out their website. The website is bearsperth.org. There'll be more information about the calendar there, and maybe you can get yourself a copy.
Fantastic. So, going back to Motown, obviously that has been our theme for tonight.
It has.
James, if you had to pick a karaoke song, what would it be?
You know, interestingly enough, I've only ever done karaoke once in my life. I was... Completely stonked.
Stymied, it's a very stonked. British word of you.
And I did Stevie Wonder. I just called to say I love you.
Aww, nice.
I know. I actually had someone to sing it to.
Aww.
Pollen in the eyes.
Well, it is spring, so I guess that works.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm an Elton John fan myself, so...
Oh, so not Motown then?
Yeah, I can do Diana Ross. I say with conviction.
Sudden switch from Elton John. Well, you know, they are friends, I think.
No, but like Elton John, I like his voice. He's got a good range. I've sang him multiple times.
I don't know what I'd do. Let me think.
Bit of In Excess.
That's not Motown. I think you're naughty. I think maybe I don't think I could do Jackson 5. But I could do a bit of Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye,
Get It On. Marvin Gaye's big hit was Get It On.
Mm.
And also, did you know that Meghan Trainor and a guy called Charlie Puth, I think his name was, they had a track called Let's Marvin Gaye and Get It On. And it's a brilliant track, and it's got a couple of there's a couple of dance remixes that are out there. No. Meghan Trainor, Charlie Puth, I think his name is, Let's Marvin Gaye and Get It On. Oh. If you can't find it, let me know.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, well, thanks for listening tonight, guys. You have been listening to The Woods, and Dean is coming up next with... Cheap Seats.
With the Cheap Seats, with that's cheap right. Seats. We're off to London, which would be good.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.